Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
After we do speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Had to scramble the jokes together today, Andy, because you know I was late getting to work. Why are you laughing?
Because you were late getting to work.
Yeah, well, it wasn't all my fault, Your Honor. So thank you very much to those of you who did send some in. We cobbled this together from Kent Heisner in Piatone. He's the township clerk, don't you know? Happy New Year, he says. And the Schultzes in Princeton sent a joke, and Peggy Hacker in Rockford did. Pat from Waukegan, Richard from Northbrook, Steve from St. John, Indiana. The writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin. Hey, Andy, why did the pencil stink?
Because it was a number two.
Like I said, I was late to work today, and this is the best I can do. You know, I've always liked the expression, bear with me, because it can either mean...
Be patient, or
the heist at the zoo was successful. Andy, don't you think January is a good time to curl up with some good reading?
Actually, you know, John, for me, I'm covering the Bears and some basketball.
Andy, have you read Late for Work by Dr. Wages?
No, like I said...
Here, Andy, read this, How to Be a Babysitter by Justin Casey Howells. And here, read this, Andy, Healthy Forests of Italy by Teresa Green. Andy, do you have Antlers in the Treetops by Hugh Gustamus?
Thankfully, no.
I got this one for you, Andy. Can't Sit Still by Ivan Ofilich.
Does anyone have Dave Ennis' number?
I got one more book here for you, Andy. Read this, View from Willis Tower by Bill Ding.
No.
Here's something. If you notice, the year is now 2026. If you take away the two and then the other two, you have 0 and 6.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean anything. I'm just a little short of material today. Thank you for listening. Hey, Andy, did you notice the word fun has 3 letters, 2 consonants, and 1 vowel, and it can be used as an adjective or a noun?
John, why are you telling me
just
this?
Just throwing out more fun facts today, Andy.
You're not even trying today.
Oh, I think I am trying today. Andy, was Isaac Newton a real person?
Sure, John.
I heard he was a theoretical physicist. Tomorrow, I'm going to be to work on time.
I'm calling Dave.
I did see this posted today, however. Can't wait for 2027. I am so done with 2026.